drivers installed correctly, or I don't have the up-to-date drivers for that particular sound card. So, and I really haven't put in the time and energy to really troubleshoot it and get it working right. And I think once I did have it working, it was coming through pretty quiet. So, just using this sound card here on this laptop, which is kind of a cheap built-in sound card, but I suppose it's better than nothing.
Did you go into the speech recognition and then set up microphone and go step through that wizard?
Yep, I sure did. And on one instance, it says that it found it, but it's not boosted up high enough. In another instance, it said that it couldn't find it to check to make sure my microphone's not muted. You know, that kind of message. But I know I have it plugged into the correct one. I even had a pair of eyes verify that it's plugged into the pink port, which is the microphone port, and you know, everything's correct. I just, you know, it's just not seeing that I have a microphone. You know, and it's the same one that I'm using right here, the same mic headset combo. So I know that the microphone works.
Go into the sounds, choose your recording device, and see if it's actually your microphone is actually set for your default. That's actually what just happened to me. I upgraded my Realtek driver and it unchecked my default microphone, although I have another wireless mic connected too. But I had to set that as my default microphone and then go into the wizard that other wizard and configure my microphone.
Yeah, I tried that. And at first that's the part that got me, because it wasn't set to the default. And think that's when I was getting the bit that it couldn't find it, that it was muted or something like that. And then once I did that, then it found it, but then it was coming through pretty low, even though I had checked the box to use the mic boost, and I upped the levels on the mic, you know, to 80%, 90%, and it still didn't seem to make a difference. So it's just really weird.
Hello, Kevin.
Hello there, Chris.
We have Raul in here too.
Good company.
Yep.
So, how have the chats been doing with it being on a Thursday as opposed to the Sunday?
This is the second day.
How was the turnout last week?
Two people.
It's the same as Sunday then.
Well, I think what it'll do is it'll take people to get used to the new time.
Yeah, it's taken me a little while to get used to the time as well. I was just looking at the time and noticed that the chat was on. I was thinking, huh, should stop by. What I really should be doing is packing for the CTEVH conference that I'll be going to tomorrow morning, bright and early.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not really looking forward to a 7 a.m. flight.
I just booked a trip to Boston.
What's happening in Boston?
Vacation.
Sounds good. I'll be working for Mr. Mike May tomorrow and Saturday at the booth.
Cool.
Hey there, Kevin. How's it going? Sorry, I was trying to figure out. We bought some two-way radios for our daughter to use when she walks to school, and we couldn't get them working, so I didn't catch everything you said, but anyway, hello. In case you said anything to me, I missed it.
Hey, well, things aren't going too bad here, and I hope things are going pretty good for yourself. Well, finally got my computer up and running from it being down for since, what day was it, Saturday morning. It decided to crash on me.
Well, that certainly is definitely no fun. I understand how that goes.
Yeah, I got a message about press enter to start Windows normally, and after it tries to attempt to start up, it says physical memory dump in progress and physical memory dump complete after 30 seconds or so, which really didn't satisfy me all too much. Finally got it solved after getting some site assistance and calling up Dell. I had to repair and copy over a registry file that was corrupt or missing.
Ah, that's no fun at all. I was just telling Chris a little bit ago that I've been having some trouble with my Dell machine with Vista Home Premium on it. I can't get my microphone to be recognized, and I've set up the sound card correctly on everything, but I think I just don't have the correct drivers or up-to-date drivers on it. And so right now I'm on my XP laptop, although it's not bad because I'm sitting here in my front room on wireless, so that's more comfortable than my office chair.
So, Raul, how's SenseNav going for you?
Splendid. It's going splendid. Don't know yet. We're don't know yet if they're gonna have another private build before we release or not. But you know, given the last batch of stuff to change or look into or whatever, I'm just kind of waiting to hear back.
Right.
So, you guys are going to have a new version of the Sense Navigation out sometime soon?
It's pretty imminent, so we're definitely pretty close to getting that released.
That's pretty cool. I'm looking forward to reading about the new features that you guys might have tossed in there.
Yeah, it's got some pretty nice ones. I mean, we're still using the Sendero 1.0 Build 99 SDK, so it doesn't have some of the newer capabilities as the 2.0 stuff. But it's coming along pretty good.
I think probably the biggest difference between the 1.0 and the 2.0 is the new routing engine and, of course, new features here and there, but the routing engine's the biggest one, I think.
Yep, that's my understanding. So once we can start using the 2.0, I think it's gonna definitely improve, the functionality of it, make it a little more efficient and all that.
Have you guys had a chance to, either one of you had a chance to play with the Canopy Reader Mobile on the N82 yet?
I certainly haven't, although I've been looking forward to trying it out and see what it's like.
I saw it. It's pretty cool.
I've had a chance to see it demonstrated online, but I haven't had a chance to see it, like, in person yet. Hopefully I'll be able to see that this weekend.
The buttons for an off-the-shelf cell phone, the buttons are wonderful.
That's what I heard, that they're really tactile and really distinct for a standard off-the-shelf phone.
The only buttons that are kind of hard to find, but you get used to it, are the send and the end and the soft keys.
Yes, my understanding, it sounds like it's like a split button with the ending and send, and I guess the top half does one thing and the bottom half does another thing.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, that's what it was. It was really cool to just take the phone and take a picture of it, or take a picture of whatever you wanted to read, and it read it.
Yeah, that sounds really cool, and especially with it sounds like it's really accurate. It's even probably as good as, or even better than, like the standard Kurzweil for the desktop or laptop.
We certainly have come a long way. I still remember in the early 90s using OpenBook version 2.0 on a HP two-piece SCSI scanner.
I remember in the early 80s going down to the Buffalo Public Library and using that one that Ray Kurzweil had created, the one that took up the desktop, the whole table, and it had this voice that was probably worse than an echo.
Ah, wasn't that like one of the first renditions of the Reading Edge?
Yeah, it was one of the early ones. I think it was like $20,000 or $30,000 that,
Yep, I think I remember that one. And then eventually they got smaller and about half the price, and then they started using a early version of like the DeckTalk, if I remember right. I think it was called like the multi-voice synthesizer or something like that, and it was pretty much still the same thing, like a full, desktop size thing. I remember seeing those, and those are like the late 80s.
Yep, I remember seeing that one too.
I haven't seen any of these, but I have read about them, and I think probably by the time these were out, I wasn't even born yet.
Yeah, shows your age, you young person, you.
I was doing some POI virtual exploring earlier today, to plan this trip that we're going on, and I found something under tourist attraction called Computer Museum. Now, Marla forbids me to go there.
That actually sounds a little interesting, just seeing all the history that, I mean, like the Canopy, or with the reading technology, that sort of, it's probably be a similar thing, but just with computers in general.
That would be so cool to go to. I actually have somewhere in my stash of paperwork that I still keep from time to time, just in general, a magazine that has for sale a 10, let's see if I can remember. It's a 10 meg hard drive for $890. Yeah.
Yeah, keep that. That's a classic.
It's pretty impressive with storage media as well as how much cheaper it is and how much more capacity you can get out of it. I just read that you can get a 500 gig external hard drive for under $100, and that's a really good price.
Yeah, for Black Friday, my wife picked up that 500 gig Western Digital external USB hard drive. I think it was like $80. And that was nice.
And also the fact that you can get, what, 32 gig compact flash cards now for, what is it, 150? That's a decent price as well.
It's a lot of space.
Surely is, and hopefully, be a drag to lose one of those cards.
Yeah, the other day I about had a coronary because I lost an 8 gig SD card, and luckily I found that it was on my desk at work. But still, I'm thinking, these cards, they're so high capacity and they're small and whatever. I recently saw for phones they have the micro, not the micro, the mini SDs. I think those are the smaller ones. I think those are in 16 gig capacity now. And that's for your cell phone or your camera or whatever, the real tiny ones.
The micros are smaller than the mini SDs. I have a micro in my N75.
Ah, okay. I always get them backwards. That's the one I'm talking about then, the smaller one. I actually have one here. It's I have a 2 gig micro, and it came with the adapter for the to make it into a standard SD card. And so it's kind of cool because we can we have a Kodak camera, so we can share pictures between the Kodak camera and our cell phone, or put audio or whatever and put it on the VoiceSense, and the same card will work in all three.
That is pretty cool, and it is a little confusing that they have all these different micros and minis and whatever SD cards they have out now.
How do you like that N75? I've heard some pretty good stuff about it.
I do like it.
I think that's probably one of the few flip phones that's made by Nokia that will
Hold
work
on
with
for
either
a second.
Talks or MobileSpeak, which is pretty cool.
Chris, you locked the room.
Actually, I did nothing of the sort, so I don't know how it got locked. Interesting.
It's kind of weird. The first time when I tried to log in, it showed that the room was locked, but yet it showed there was participants, and I just tried again and I got in. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, I actually had the same problem. I saw that Jerry, Raul, and Chris were in the room, and I tried coming in, and it was locked for some reason. I closed IE and started everything up again, and it let me through.
My last reply was to tell you to go into the Alter menu, right arrow to administration, and down arrow to unlock the room, and that probably would check, and it's enter that would uncheck it.
Hey guys, I finally made it.
Later, Armando.
Chris, what against Sendero now using 16 gigabyte card? What card are they using? What brand name? What type of card? Is it a high capacity or standard or what? Can you shed a little light on that? I'm curious.
It's a standard compact flash card, 16 gigabytes, and we've tried Transcend, and there was another one that we had tried and didn't have any issues with. I'm not sure the actual card that we're shipping.
I believe the two ones that I've seen so far in the market are Transcend and ADATA, and I've heard good stories on both brands, so.
Thank you. It wasn't ADATA.
So I take it that these cards will also work with the PK, correct? If I were to buy one of those, as soon as the prices drop.
Correct.
I'd say the prices aren't too bad at the moment. You can get the ADATA for, I believe, 120 or somewhere around there, and the Transcend for 150. And those are both 32 gigabyte cards that will work in the PK or Ampower. Not sure about the Classic though.
So I see on my list that Raul's joining us. How's the Sense Nav been treating you?
It's been treating me pretty good. Can't complain. It wouldn't do any good to complain anyway. But yeah, things are going pretty good with it. We're pretty close to releasing the next version.
Now, see, that's awesome. That's some true commitment right there with GW Micro. And I finally see that Sendero's selling the VoiceSense with the Sense Nav as well. That's pretty clever that both parties are working together.
Raul, are you going to be at CSUN?
Yes, I am. I will be there.
Drop by the booth and say hello.
Hey Rob, will you be at the CTVH conference this weekend or no?
No. The only two planned trips I have so far with as far as work is concerned is CSUN and ACB later in the summer.
Well, it's unfortunate I can't go to either of them, so I guess I'll just have to hear how things go.
I'm still waiting for a day where I can attend the CXSUN conference. That thing sounds pretty exciting.
I heard that you're going to have some neat feature on that.
Raul, I think that was towards you.
They're doing, somebody's coming over to accessible devices. and do a demonstration or talk about the new update on Windows Eyes.
That's right, Windows Eyes 7 is coming out within the next few months, or I think that's what I heard. It's pretty exciting that they're including the whole scripting language, and that sounds pretty powerful.
Sorry about that, guys. I was having some audio trouble. Yeah, I only caught part of that. But yeah, Doug Joffrey's going to be doing a demonstration on Windows 7. And what I particularly like about it is how we're not standardizing on just one type of scripting language. You know, so anybody who has any sort of scripting skills, no matter whether it's in VB script or JScript or, you know, Perl, Python, if that floats your boat, PHP even, you know, it'll work.
I don't understand it well enough, but that's what I heard. I have Windows Eyes and JAWS. May have to learn to use Windows Eyes better and stick with Windows Eyes.
Yeah, that's what I hear, because I know somebody who's a big old fan of Windows Eyes, and it seems like JAWS is decreasing its value, whereas Windows Eyes are increasing. And either way, you know. But it's cool that you're sharing with us a little bit of what's cool with Windows Eyes and all to consider. Especially because at my university, we have a program that we use a lot called SPSS. I don't know if you're familiar, if any of you are familiar with it, but it's like a statistical type program deal, and it's just expensive, and hopefully it's something that we could learn to how to script with Windows Eyes to make it work better for me.
Yes, I do know SPSS, and historically, for a number of years now, Windows Eyes has had some trouble working with SPSS. It's usable in some instances, but you have to do a lot of tweaking, at least with older versions of SPSS. I haven't used it lately. But yeah, especially if there's an IT department there, or even, you know, people who know how to script and, you know, can learn the objects and methods that we use, they can certainly, you know, make it more accessible. And the cool thing about the scripting too is that, you know, we've seen this on our lists where people are saying, well, I don't know anything about scripting, so why should I upgrade Windows Eyes? But the thing you have to remember is, whether you know anything about how to script yourself or not, you can still benefit from scripts that other people might write or the ones that we might include. And so that's going to help. And then not only that, but scripting isn't the only thing we're adding to version 7. We're also adding some enhancements to browse mode to make it even easier to browse the internet and stuff like that. And it's just a real neat feature set, I think. And I think overall it's going to be a very, very well worth upgrade.
So if someone, for example, were to buy like the SenseNav, what new things can he/she expect when you guys release your next version of SenseNav? Would it be like the same thing as what Sendero released with 4.2, or would they be slightly different? What's the whole deal there?
The thing about us using the Sendero SDK is that we pretty much have access, from what I understand, I'm no developer, but we pretty much have access to the same feature set as the Sendero GPS for the Braille Note family of note takers. The difference being is that since we write our own UI, hotkeys and maybe methods of doing things can be slightly different. And also, depending on how the note taker itself natively handles things, then things could be done differently. But as far as as far as the features, it's just a matter of how we go about doing or accessing certain features. So to answer your question, if you were to buy SenseNav now, more than likely you'd get the 1.2 version, which is going to be coming out. We're probably going to start shipping that here shortly. I don't know the exact date of when we're going to release it, but, you know, theoretically that's what you'd get. And, you know, it'd include the 1.2 features, which for the most part have I'd say a similar feature set to what 4.0 had for the Sendero GPS, maybe slightly different stuff. I think even our 1.0 had a little slightly access, more access to some of the features of 4.0. But 4.2, with it using a newer SDK and some newer stuff, has access to some different features that we don't have or features that we haven't implemented yet. So it's really kind of hard to say. I mean, it'll be similar in the sense of, we've tried to keep the same hotkeys and the same style of usage as a Sendero GPS, with some slight modifications, and some things are done a little bit differently. Some things aren't there in place yet, either because we either haven't done them yet or because we haven't decided whether we want to do them a certain way. And overall, though, I'd say, it's really become a pretty good and stable program, considering that we started off with 1.0 in December, and 2 months later we're ready for for the 1.2.
It definitely sounds like you guys are cranking away there with all the revisions, upgrades, and new features, and bug fixes, and improving things as a whole in terms of performance and whatnot.
You know, when I go to seats, I usually get a Jaws with a keychain. Now, are you guys gonna give a window with a window eye with a keychain?
We do have some stuff planned to use as giveaway items. I don't know exactly what they're gonna be. Unfortunately, that's not my side of the building where I work at, so I don't know what our marketing area is planning on stuff. We usually have something to give away. We try to make it something useful, and so I don't know just yet.
I got three jaws on top of my monitor.
I could see, Chris, the Sendero site's actually a lot more user-friendly than before. Day by day, I mean, you guys are adding RSS feeds and a search feature, and it's just cool how you guys are working in.
Yeah, the search feature is quite nice. I've used it a few times just to find something, and it's like, boom, it's right there.
I think also the other nice thing is that the price list is always up to date, which is a really good thing because from time to time I'll need to check on the price or something.
Yep, sounds like they're working hard at it.
It's a constantly changing world.
Chris, are you leaving Sunday night?
For what?
I take that back. Next Sunday night, a week from Sunday.
Oh, for CSUN? No, I'm leaving that Wednesday.
Oh, okay. You're not doing no classes. You're gonna go to a demo. Yeah, I guess they're open instead of Wednesday now. They're gonna have all day Thursday, Friday, and all day Saturday. They're gonna do it a little different this time.
Yep, Saturday from what, 9 to 5?
Sounds about right.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, 9 to 5. That's good. Get people that can't make it on the weekend, weekday, to get there on a weekend.
I'll be arriving in LA at 10:30 in the morning, Wednesday.
Wow.
Wow. So I take it that you're not going to bed. You're close to the airport where you're at, what, not 30, 35 minutes away or so, 40 minutes away from where you're at. So. Wow. Were you leaving like 3 in the morning?
Yeah, it's about a 15-minute ride to the airport, and I think I'll be leaving at 4:45.
It's so okay, I'm in the same boat, Chris. I'll be leaving at 4:45 tomorrow morning as well.
Well, the way the weather been in your area, all you need is probably an umbrella and a t-shirt and a cut-off pair of pants. But even if it's 50 degrees there in LA, it'll be warm for you.
Yeah, last I checked, it was 9.
Yeah, at 60 degrees, you can take your suntan lotion and go lay outside.
Exactly.
Is everyone from Sendero going to be there at the conference, or just you, Chris?
The majority of us will be there.
I met Mike there one time. We went outside, and he showed me the GPS at that time, how it was and all that. So I met him. So you guys are be mostly at the HumanWare booth, right?
Somebody wants to contact you dialogue. What would you like to do?
No, we'll be moving around.
I might even be moving around myself and hanging out with the Sendero people, if Chris doesn't mind my warp sense of humor around.
You mean I don't have the same?
Well, okay, since you put it that way. Yeah, I think Jeremy and I are arriving on Wednesday around, I think 11, 11 in the morning, maybe 12. But yeah, it's a little bit after you, and we're not staying Saturday. That's gonna be mainly Doug who stays for the Saturday stuff.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun trip.
I'm going to be at my mom in the valley, so I had to take the, my wife's going to come with me, so she don't like driving a freeway, so we'll end up taking paratransit there, and then I might see, I'm not sure, might take the flyaway and then go to the airport from there, from the airport go over to the Marriott. I don't know, I'll see what's going to work, but I'll probably use paratransit, but I want to go there 2 days in a row. And then I want to go one day when you guys have your little get together, get everybody together and stuff like that. Little show and tell and little training and door prizes and stuff. I want to try to participate on that event this year.
You guys be doing that or buy feature?
And Charles did he owe me a drink.
May even have the sense nav with me too.
Yep, we'll have Sense Nav, and then we'll also have a surprise or two.
Accessible World on Monday night when they do their presentation, and let's get 60, 70, up to 100 people. You ought to just listen to people coming in and going and getting bumped out and bumped back in, and whoa.
I like that show. I don't get a chance to listen to it as much as I'd like, because usually Monday nights are pretty busy for me. But I've been on there 3 times now, and I think that's actually pretty good. At least it shows that maybe that Pat Price likes the stuff that I talk about.
No, they are good. They get all different. They got all different people, and some very good event, some not so good. But you can't please everybody. But I'm gonna say, I don't think you'll meet another site that's gonna be as good as their site, 'cause they got a lot of good people coming in there, and they have Sendero been in there and. Whoever want to come in there, and they got a long waiting list right now, and very interesting. I enjoy it.
Yeah, I remember I had to book in my space about 2.5 months in advance to make sure I had some room in there. And so yeah, they definitely do keep quite busy.
I think as they grow, they're going to get better and get more professional. They've been really working on finally going, and they got a lot of, they got the other events, the book chair and the book club and the sport and a lot of other stuff, and they're outperforming the other site, and their attendee always is between 30 and 70 people, so they have a good turnout.
Well, I must say it was a privilege meeting Charles. I got a chance to meet him a couple weeks ago. He came to visit Fort Wayne, and it was really nice to meet him and his family and his children. And it was kind of cool because my earlier before he earlier in the week, that week that he was there, my wife had set up a potluck at work. She, it was the week of Valentine's Day, and like Monday, she calls me. She goes, "So you guys having a potluck?" And I was like, "No, not that I know of." She goes, "Well, you guys need to have a potluck." So she pretty much went and set it up and all that, and we ended up having it Friday. And it was cool because Charles and his family were there, and so they all got to participate in it, and it was a pretty good laid back Friday afternoon.
He a brother-in-law of somebody from GW Michael, huh?
That sounds pretty cool. I think I was on him talking to him on Skype that day, or and I guess he was on Skype on his E61 or E60 something, and he was telling me about that. That sounded pretty cool.
Yeah, he's Doug Joffrey's brother-in-law, and so that's kind of cool like that. But yeah, He was pretty busy that day with Skype too. I got a kind of a funny story. me and Charles were in the conference room. We were just kind of just chatting about GPS and, you know, just whatever, you know, just shooting the breeze. And we were going over some of the SDK stuff, and he gets a Skype call. And so he answers it, and it's Sheila from Sendero. And she was calling to wish him a happy birthday. And before he could say anything, she started singing happy birthday to him. So she's just going on singing happy birthday, and then Charles goes, well, thank you, and, you know, just, and I go, hey, Sheila, that was good. Everyone here in the conference room heard you. And it was just so, so funny because she got embarrassed, and then Charles, you know, he's like, well, you know, everyone is just me and Raul, so it was just two people, you know, but it was just really neat to see that reaction.
That is typical Sheila.
That's pretty cool, though.
Well, I told her she didn't have anything to feel ashamed about. She sang happy birthday pretty good, you know, she stayed on key and everything, so. It was not bad.
She told me later that she had done that.
This was in Indiana?
Yes, sir. Fort Wayne, Indiana.
I'm trying this new something like Skype, but it's Uvo, OOVOO, and it's new. It's not really friendly, and I send them the email to support and told them that I use Skype and it's keyboard friendly and da 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 and explain about JAWS and window eyes and the script that I made for this and that you guys should look into this. So Uzu is something like Skype. I can work around it a little but not well. I'm just playing around with it. But it's new. And it's, the way I understood it, you can have six people at one time chatting back and forth and also have the webcam on too. And you can webcam somebody. I mean, if you're blind, it won't do you any good, but sometimes you webcam somebody that is sighted and they get a attachment with a webcam, you talking and they're looking at you. So, you know, I'm playing around with this, but I can't get it to work because it's not keyboard friendly.
I believe there's the same feature in Skype where you can hook up a webcam and have the person on the other end view you or able to see whatever the camera's pointing at. And there's a maximum like 10 people you can conference in. You gotta make sure the person who's hosting it has a really good internet connection before it gets really, really choppy.
Yeah, I've used the Skype video service with the webcam before. I've got this cheapo Logitech webcam that I got free from Microsoft just for being a beta tester for Windows Live Messenger. It's not even really that cheapo. I priced out the camera and it's like worth, well, it was worth at the time about $80. And I've used it with Skype and I've used it with Live Messenger and it works out pretty good. It's kind of neat.
I have some vision left, but it doesn't really benefit me anyhow, but my wife have 20/20 vision, so just because I don't see well, I don't mean she doesn't have the pleasure. But so it's good to use for other people that if you're living alone, you want somebody to look at what you're doing and see if it's the right color or right that, or you hurt yourself or whatever, you know, used for a lot of purpose. But I uploaded all, upload all my computer with 3.6. 3.6.0.248, the latest version. And I went to dlead.org/Skype, and I downloaded on two computers script for that. Now, I never put script on mine before, and I got to tell you, I didn't do it on my laptop yet. I'm not sure if I will yet, but I do an alt. I do a control shift O, and I can see it'll tell me all the people that link that's on Skype now. And then when somebody tech type me, I do a F4 and then it'll say who's tech typing. And then it say he is so so typing you a message, then you get the message back and you can read it. You can go back and do an alt one. You're on a number row pad, a number row above your key. You can do alt 1, 2, alt 3, alt 4, and it'll realign by message by message. It was just like Messenger would. And I thought it was awesome, you know, because it's made it so much easier. And then Control 1 is the contact list, and Control T if you want to dial out, you know. It's their alt tab, and I'm doing all this other stuff. You know, have all these shortcut key. So with the new script, it's worked real well, and it directly downloaded right into the JAWS setting in the ENIS file. Now, I also would like to say, I was reading up on it too, and with a 3.6, if you have a dual core, my laptop is, then you get a Logitech or any other high speed webcam, and you download that, and that person you're using, that person on the other end can see you like three or four times faster the speed, and then you will get the picture and everything will come out much better for the other person. If that other person have a dual core, they would have an optimized, and it's really nice. And I also got to went into the application, went in and blew up the whole screen, and I had the whole screen, a picture from the other people from the other end, so my wife could see the grandkid on the other end too. So it made it much easier. I love it.
Well, I think she get done, guys. It was nice chatting with y'all, and I guess I'll get packing.
Well, I saw Stevie Wonder on Oprah, or listened to him on Oprah about a month ago. He was taking pictures at Stevie Wonder. Oh, he taking picture at his house was his guest. Hey, I'm gonna get out of here and feed my dog, and like feed her at 9 o'clock if I can. Give her a little biscuit for tonight. We used the GPS and walked the neighborhood today. Went and visited a friend. She go, she didn't. Oh, I don't know why, but just think I'm going to get lost when I go home. I'm not going to get lost. I got my GPS. Don't worry about it.
Well, have a good one. I'm going to take off, too.
Yep, me too.